Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over the two main types of suction side cleaners. And you probably, if you do pool service or if you have a pool, you run into a lot of these different types. And that is the bouncing type cleaner, is what I like to call them. And then you have the gear type cleaner. So I'll try to go down a list of each of these for you and which ones I would choose for which particular pool. Pool Service Pro. Open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. Of course, suction side cleaners are a category of cleaners that work off of the pool's equipment and they connect to the suction side of the pool. And that's why they're called suction side, which means that they work a lot like a manual vacuum would work in the pool. They use the pool's skimmer or a side port, depending on how you have your pool set up. And these will be kind of vacuuming your pool the whole time they're running in the pool. And generally speaking, there are these two types that I mentioned, the bouncing, and they have the gear type. So you have, Pentair has the Creepy Crawly Cruiser, which I'm not a big fan of this particular Pentair version. I still like the Pentair Creepy Crawly Classic, and they updated it maybe 10 years ago, I would say, or right around there. And you won't find the old Creepy Crawly pretty much anywhere except in an old service account. Everyone still kind of calls these bouncing cleaners Creepy Crawly. They'll have customers come out and say, hey, my Creepy Crawly is not working, when it's actually like a Zodiac G3. So Pentair did a great job with the Creepy Crawly branding, because everyone calls them that still, I think, in most cases. And you have the Zodiac cleaners, which I mentioned, which is owned by Floridra, Polaris, Jandy. They have the Zodiac cleaners, and they have the Zodiac G3. They have the Zodiac Ranger, and they have the Zodiac Wahoo. These are all the bouncing cleaner types. They discontinued my favorite, which is the Zodiac G3, or G2, I should say, sorry. They should bring that one back, and I keep seeing if Zodiac would bring back the G2. To me, it was the best bouncing cleaner on the market. The G3 is okay. The Zodiac Ranger, I think, is better. It's even less expensive, which makes it better in a lot of categories. But you can also get the G3. Now, they had a G4, and if you're an old-timer like me, the G4 was a disastrous design. It just didn't really work as well as they thought it would. They also have a Zodiac TR 2D. I like that one. That's a pretty good cleaner, although it has a locking hoses like the MX6 and MX8, and a lot of people don't like those, but that one works fairly well. They have the Zodiac G3 Pro, which comes with more hoses. I think that's the only difference between both of those. The Zodiac T5 Duo, which is probably their worst cleaner. I wouldn't recommend it. It doesn't sell really well, and the G3 or the Zodiac Ranger are probably the two that I would gravitate towards. The one difference I think you have to notice, if you notice, the Zodiac Ranger has a flat disc on the bottom, and the G3 has a disc that has ridges or raised parts. This is mainly because sometimes if you have an old pool light that's kind of sticking out of the wall, the fixture is kind of coming out a little bit, the flat disc on the bottom will get stuck in there, whereas the one that the G3 has that has the pointed ends won't generally get stuck in a light fixture. So that's something to keep in mind. If you have an older pool where the light fixture is kind of sticking out a little bit, I would go with the G3. The Zodiac Wahoo used to be my favorite cleaner. I used to get them for like $120 wholesale. I would put them in every pool, but then I realized that there's a spur weight on the bottom of it that wears out in a Pebbletec and plaster pool. And then that weight falls out, and then you can like duct tape it, or you can buy a new one, but they're like $50 for it. And it's like 1/3 of the cleaner cost. So I stopped using the Zodiac Wahoo many years ago because of that spur weight the cad rub and the pebble tick and plaster pool. It's that part on the very back of the Wahoo. And once that falls out, the cleaner just floats to the surface. So you definitely want to avoid the Wahoo in a pebble tech or plaster pool and only use it in a fiberglass or vinyl pool. But I still think the Zodiac Ranger is superior to the Wahoo. They're both rated for above ground pools, but they both will work in an in-ground pool. The Ranger, of course, would be my choice for an in-ground pool. And then the Zodiac G3 or G3 Pro are great bouncing cleaners. Pentair, again, the Creepy Crawly Classic would be what I would lean towards. I think the Cruiser takes a little bit more brain power to set up and get working in the pool properly. You can also get, Hayward has a cleaner, and I've used this before, the DV5000. Nowhere near as good as Pentair's Creepy Crawly or Zodiac's Ranger. And then Jacuzzi has a JD300 Seahawk. It's not a bad cleaner. It's just hard sometimes to access the internal parts. It's not easy sometimes to get to certain parts in there. And I would say it's a decent cleaner. For the price, it's not bad. I would still think the Zodiac Ranger would be better, or the G3. And I would say the bouncing cleaners are great for fiberglass and vinyl pools because they'll get better coverage in those pools. Now, if you have a vinyl pool with a ladder in a deep end, sometimes the little disc on top that on the Zodiac G3 or the Ranger will get caught on the steps. So just remove that. You don't really need it in some cases. That's just to keep it, to help get it out of corners. And if it gets stuck on the ladder, just take it off and use your cleaner without it. But I find that sometimes if there's a ladder hanging into the pool, the cleaner will get hung up on it with that little disc on top, and just use it without it, of course. And I would say that if you're debating between a Zodiac cleaner and a Pentair cleaner, the one main difference is that the Pentair cleaner has the hard hammer in the throat, or flapper as they call it. And this is a part that doesn't really wear out very often. So you can actually not replace hardly any parts on the Pentair Creepy Crawly because they're very durable. But as far as the Zodiac cleaners, the diaphragm inside there is soft and pliable. And eventually over time that wears out, or it gets cut on something or torn, and you definitely would want to replace it. The good news is they're fairly affordable and they last a long time. But if you notice that you have a Zodiac G3 or Ranger and it's just sitting on the bottom, or if you pull it, it starts moving and it stops again, more than likely that diaphragm has worn out or there's something stuck in that diaphragm. As far as debris, the Creepy Crawly will pick up larger debris than the Zodiac cleaners. It can be a little annoying because that flapper makes a loud noise. So if you have an all cement deck, or if your pool's right next to your house, you're definitely going to hear the Creepy Crawly working in your pool. That da 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 da. It's going to be going on all day long. People don't like that, and so they'll go with the Zodiac cleaner, which is quiet. But again, the Creepy Crawly does a little bit better with debris, and it doesn't have that wear part, which is the diaphragm that wears out in the other cleaners. You can buy a pack of them and keep them and just, you know, change them when you need to. And I say those are a great cleaner because they just have that one moving part. They advertise it as one moving part, and that's the truth of it. It does have one part, but there are other wear parts. The fin disc wore out, the other parts will wear out on the cleaners. But they're generally really good for a vinyl and fiberglass pool, again, because they're able to climb the slopes in there, and they're able to climb the walls and clean those pools really effectively. The bouncing type cleaners also work really well in a plaster or pebble tech pool. The only caveat there is that these pools tend to have steps in certain angles, and they may have a corner that the cleaner gets hung up in because it really has no brain and it doesn't have anything but that flapper or the diaphragm moving back and forth. And so the pattern's very random, but sometimes it'll get stuck in the corner of your step area and there's just no way to get it moving out of there. I've had customers do various things. They even put a brick in the step area in the corner so that when the cleaner hits that brick, it'll actually turn away. You can take hose lanes off, but sometimes that's problematic because then it won't get full coverage. There's a product called the Pool Twister. The first version was really good, I thought. The first manufacturer made a really good version, but it was sold to another company, and it's not quite as good, I don't think, built as well. But inside the Twister, there are gears, and it'll actually kind of turn the hose slightly so that if it is stuck in a corner, it'll eventually work its way out of there. I really wish there was some kind of backup valve device that they can invent for these where maybe every 3 minutes it activates and water reverses. But it's a suction cleaner, So that's kind of hard to do unless you design something, you know, you engineer something really interesting that would work. But they do tend to get stuck in the corners of these pools, certain pools, especially if the steps are at an angle and they're not directly in the center. These cleaners tend to get hung up there because, again, they just kind of bounce in a pattern. And once they get to a point where they can't bounce out of, they're pretty much stuck and it'll stay there for the rest of the day. Sometimes in the morning, it'll start up and get out of that area. But I find that usually when the cleaner gets stuck in the corner, it just stays there the whole week and it's just useless at that point. And that's why a gear type cleaner may be better for you in a plaster and pebble type pool. Now you can argue with me about this, but I don't really think the gear type cleaners work effectively in a fiberglass and vinyl pool. The only ones with exception are probably the MX8, MX6 cleaners. They work fairly good in a fiberglass pool, but the vinyl slope, if you notice, is really at an angle where a lot of these gear cleaners can't get up because eventually they'll go forward 10 feet and then the gears will have them turn. And so a lot of times they just won't get up that slope. Now, one exception would be a Hayward Navigator with the vinyl shoes. They sell shoes for the Hayward Navigator that are made for a vinyl pool. And sometimes the Navigators do pretty well in the vinyl pool. They're able to kind of get up there and get up the slope. But I find that the Navigator tends to spend about 80% of the time in the deep end. Same with the pool cleaner by Hayward. And you may have better success with the Zodiac gear type cleaners, the Polaris Atlas Max or the Zodiac MX6. Those work pretty well in a vinyl and fiberglass pool. But still, I think a bouncing cleaner is the way to go in those pool surface types. You really won't have any problems with those climbing out of the slopes, nor will you have them where you have problems with them climbing the slick walls in a fiberglass pool or a vinyl pool. If you have an above ground pool and the walls are sheer, the gear cleaners aren't going to climb the walls, nor will the bouncing cleaners be able to get up those sheer walls. So just be aware that if you have maybe a round above ground pool, 8,000 gallons, the bottom will be cleaned pretty good with a bouncing cleaner, but they won't generally get up the walls unless there's some kind of slope for them to make their ways up the wall. And in that case, you can probably use, if it's all flat, you can use a geared cleaner. And Hayward sells some Navigators with like cute little shells, like a ladybug. And you can put those in there and they'll work fairly well. I would say a bouncing cleaner is still better for any kind of vinyl pool, even an above ground vinyl pool. So the gear cleaners have a superiority of the ability to get out of corners because the way they work is that they have gears in them. So the Hayward Pool Cleaner, the Hayward Aquanaut, the Hayward Navigator, the Pentair Rebel, the Pentair Little Rebel, the Pentair Warrior, the Zodiac Polaris Atlas Max, the Zodiac MX-8 Elite, the MX-8, the MX-6, all these are geared cleaners. And what this means is that if you open one up, the Pentair Great White is another one, the Sand Shark, these all have gears in them. And what happens is that at a certain point, there's either a cam or something that will click and it'll turn a gear. One side will stop. If you have a Zodiac cleaner or a Polaris cleaner, it's called a directional device. And there's gears inside there that'll stop. One side will lock up, basically. And then the cleaner will pivot and turn. And that's how it gets out of corners. So it's not like it actually turns and has a brain in there. It's just that the gears are set. Like, for instance, the Hayward Pool Cleaner, I'll use this as an example. That one will move 10 or 12 feet forward. One side, there's a cam on one side that'll lock the gear on one wheel. And then, since that one wheel is locked, the other wheel is still spinning, and that will pivot and turn the cleaner, sometimes in a 360-degree thing, sometimes 180. And then, once that cam unlocks, once the gears keep spinning, as the cleaner is being powered by the suction, that wheel will unlock and then both wheels will spin at the same time and then the cleaner will go forward and then the same thing happens again. It'll lock up and then the cleaner will only have one side working and that's how it kind of pivots and turns in the pool. It's really a smart idea and a smart way to have a cleaner. Some of the gear type cleaners are better at climbing the walls than other cleaners. The Pentair Rebel climbs the wall really well. It actually will climb the wall so well that it'll come out and suck air. And of course, you don't want that to happen because then you'll hear a loud noise and then the pump will stop and the cleaner will start again. And it's one of the things that's pretty annoying about the geared cleaners when they climb out of the pool. The Hayward Pool Cleaner had that problem too, but it's been redesigned so it doesn't climb the walls nearly as well. as the older version. And that's one reason why I like the Polaris Max or the Polaris Atlas cleaner. You'll find the Max sold at Leslie's. The Atlas is sold at all the other suppliers. You can't, I don't think, buy these online, but you can still buy the MX-8 online in some cases. But basically, the cleaners work really effectively at climbing the walls. And since the throat or the mouth of the cleaner is set near the middle, even if it climbs out to the tile line, it's not going to suck air. And so you'll find that the Polaris design of the Max and Atlas are superior over the design of the Pentair Rebel and of the Navigator and of the Hayward pool cleaner. If you do get that, the climb up the wall is going to suck air and drop back down, whereas the Polaris Max and Atlas will not have that problem. Also, the Polaris Atlas and Max have a really wide cleaning path, and so the anti-vortex drains are no problem for these cleaners. Sometimes the bouncing cleaner will get stuck on these drains. Most of the time it will. And a lot of the gear type cleaners will get stuck on these anti-vortex main drains. The pool cleaner, the Aquanaut, the Hayward Navigator. So if you do have one of these giant drains in the deep end, go ahead and go with the Polaris Max or Atlas. And they have such a wide path that they won't get stuck on these drains. But usually a gear cleaner won't get stuck anywhere except these gigantic drains in the bottom. And you're not going to find a geared cleaner stuck on the step area. The only exception is I've seen some Pentair Rebels, if they hit the step, if the step's shaped a certain way and the cleaner is rolling towards it and it hits it directly center, I've seen these get stuck there because there's no way for the cleaner actually to turn out of a rounded step area that's facing straight in the pool, and the Rebel will just stay there until the pool turns off. The next day, usually it'll turn on and have, you know, it'll fall back a little bit and have enough angle to get away from there. But I've seen them get stuck, or not stuck, but kind of hung up when the step is rounded and protruding right directly center when it hits. And that's a problem, I think, with the design of it. I've also seen some MX-6 cleaners get stuck on a step area because they're smaller than the MX-8. And I've seen some steps that they kind of hug and sit in there, and they kind of like it right there in that corner and just stay there. But very rarely will a gear type cleaner get stuck in the pool. And there's like a 90% chance that you're not going to have a geared cleaner gets stuck in your pool. And that's why I recommend them for Pebble Tech and for plaster pools, because a lot of times you have a freeform pool, or you'll have a rectangular pool with sharp corners, or the step area will be the whole shallow end, or the step area will protrude from there. And the bouncing type cleaners tend to have more of a problem in pools that have those sharp edges or the steps that are kind of shaped differently in the shallow end. And you're better off going with the geared type cleaner. And real quick, as far as suction goes, I think the gear type cleaners require more suction than the bouncing type cleaner. So if you have a pool that has poor suction or lower suction, a lot of times above ground pools will have small equipment. The bouncing cleaners would be my choice because you don't need a lot of suction to get them moving, with some exceptions like the Creepy Crawly Cruiser. But most of the time, the bouncing cleaners will move very rapidly with very low suction. So pools with poor suction, I always put a bouncing type cleaner in, and the geared type cleaners do need a pool with better suction or better running equipment or more horsepower in the pumps. And I find that you'll figure this out as you do pool service, which pools you would put which cleaner in. It's not exactly black and white, and there are a lot of gray areas when it comes to picking the right suction cleaner for your customer's pool. If you're looking for other podcasts I've recorded, just go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon, and there'll be a drop-down menu with other podcasts I recorded there. And if you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.